Okay, folks, welcome and thank you for coming to the February meeting of the Town of Orchard Park Planning Board. Before we begin our planning business, there are a couple of issues we have to address. The first being fire safety. Should the fire alarm sound, you will see doors marked with illuminated exit signs. If you leave via one of those doors, you will see other illuminated exit signs. If you go through one of those, it will take you outside as for safety. Before we begin our business, it should be noted that if anyone appearing before the board has a family, financial, or business relationship with any member of the board, it is incumbent upon that person to make the relationship known under the state code of ethics and state law and the town board of ethics and policy. We have some ministerial items, and the first is that of establishing quorum, since not all members are present. We do have sufficient for a quorum, and we have a second ministerial item, which is our December minutes. And is there a motion to waive reading of that?
Motion to waive the reading.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion second to waive reading in the minutes. Are there any corrections, additions, or adjustments to the minutes?
I'll move as presented.
Move as presented. All in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
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 Opposed by saying nay. There being only ayes heard, motion is carried, minutes are accepted. We have several regular business items, and while there are no public hearings, scheduled for this session, there may be some opportunities for brief public input at the discretion of the board. The first thing that the board is going to do is sort of quasi-ministerial, and this will be setting dates for public hearings. So with that, there are several agenda items. The first being setting a date for a public hearing for 5640 Arbor Duels Road for a three-lot subdivision. Is there a motion regarding a public hearing?
So moved.
Would someone?
I'm prepared to make a motion that we have a public hearing.
Yeah, there's a
Right, I have here. Planning board file 23-2023. Regarding 5640 Armored Jewels Road, vacant lot, three lot subdivision, set the date for preliminary plat plan public hearing. I move to authorize the chairman to set a preliminary plat plan public hearing date for the 5640 Armored Jewels Road proposed three lot subdivision when he deems it appropriate.
Okay, is there a second for that motion?
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion on the question? There being no discussion on the question, those in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed by saying nay. Motion is carried. The chair will set a date, likely March, but it will be formalized on advice of engineering and the other departments. We have a second public hearing date to set for Planning Board File 4-2018, Sheriff Road Brink Two Lot Subdivision. Is there a motion on that?
Mr. Chairman, I'm prepared to make a motion regarding Planning Board subdivision file 04-2018, I move to authorize the chairman to set a preliminary plat plan, public hearing date, a vacant lot, a brief, a proposed two-lot subdivision when he deems it appropriate.
Second.
Motion and a second, is there any discussion on the question? There being none, all in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by saying nay, only ayes are heard, motion is carried. Tentatively based on preliminary reports, to be confirmed, the tentative date for that will be in April. With regard to planning board file 31-2023, Power Road, is there a motion with regard to setting a date for a public hearing?
Mr. Chairman, make a motion regarding planning board subdivision file 31-2023. Move to authorize the chairman to set a preliminary plan public hearing date for vacant land, Genville, proposed two-lot subdivision when he deems it appropriate.
Second.
Motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the question? There being none, all in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed by saying nay, only ayes are heard. Tentatively based on information at this point in time, we are potentially looking at a March date to be confirmed by our engineering and other departments. Our actual project begins with planning board file 2023 at 3636 South Benzing Road on the west side of South Benzing, north of an existing commercial plaza. And is there someone here representing that project? If so, please come forward and tell the written and recorded record who you are and where you're from. And there should be a pen there to sign in.
I'm Doug Faze. I'm with Carmina Wood Design for the civil engineer for this project. This is a multi-phase project, warehouse and shop development. It's a 4.86 acre parcel on South Bentley Road. It's zoned industrial and the use is allowed by the zoning code. We meet the 20% green space for the site. We had the Conservation Board approval recommendation in November of 2023. We have engineering approval, just confirmed it's out tonight. And phase one will be the small front building at the front, and will also include the storm pond and the outdoor storage in the back. And we meet the parking requirements for the zoning code as well. And I'm happy to address any questions.
Well, let's start though first with building inspector and engineer. Mr. Building Inspector is Tom.
Only that they will get to the phase of the outside storage that there is screening that we discussed, and I think I see that more.
Yeah, there's landscaping all around. It's a berm with pine trees all around.
Mr. Engineering Tom.
That's full engineer approval today.
Questions?
So.
No questions.
All set.
Okay. Anything you'd like to tell us particularly or?
It's a lovely project and we can't wait for it to be built. And I know one of the things that this town wants is more industrial uses, so this helps with alleviate some of those.
Industrial use is tax efficient.
Right. So.
With that, is there a motion on this project?
Sure.
Mr. Chairman, regarding planning I would recommend the town board approve the presented site plan and authorize the building permit to construct 1,600 square foot warehouse shop building with contracted staging area, phase one, per the plan received on 12/2/23, based off following conditions and stipulations. Number one, all public notices have been filed. Number two, this is an unlisted secret action based on the short EAF submitted on 5/11/23, negative declarations made. Number three is the site lighting is limited to those fixtures and poles indicated on the approved site plan. Light fixtures shall have flat lenses and all lighting is to be directed downward towards the site. Four, any outside storage is to be approved by the planning board. Number five, the landscaping plan received 10/10/2023, meets all green space regulations of 20% in accordance with section 144-44, C1A2, a certified check amounting to 50% of the $52,345 landscaping estimate value shall be deposited with the town clerk. That amount is $26,172.50. Conservation board approval was granted on 10/7/2023. Any future dumpsters shall be screened in accordance with section 144-25 of the town code. Number seven, the applicant is to provide the town mortgage park assessor with an independent appraisal for the completed project by a certified commercial appraiser. Number eight, town engineering approval was granted on February 8, 2024. And number nine, the applicant must return to the planning board for further phase development approvals.
I'll second that.
Is there any discussion on the question?
No discussion.
Okay. Those in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by saying nay. Only ayes are heard. Congratulations, good luck if you go on with other aspects of your project. We look forward to seeing you again. Thank you.
I'm here two more times, so I'm gonna just leave this right there.
Okay, our second item is project 35/2023 at 5455 Webster Road, located on the south side of Webster, west of California. And is there someone here appearing on behalf of, I'm not quite sure, is it Simoncelli or Simoncelli?
Yeah, I'm Jack Simoncelli.
Simoncelli, beautiful.
I'm Andy Gale from House Spotter and Park.
Okay. Mr. Orfeo and I were down there looking at your project. Tell us a little bit, tell the whole board a little bit about it.
The idea is that one of our tenants needs more space for their storage of their cars, so we want to add 2,000 square feet to build.
Will you be using area that's already paved?
No, some driveway with no pavement.
Okay. Let me just, before we begin, ask the building inspector, any issues there?
No issues here at this time. Just a reminder, we had that separation that we had from the original. I guess granted to continue that through.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But other than that, no, it's a good project.
Ostrander from engineer.
Full engineer for Will State Grant.
Okay. Any questions?
I don't have any questions, just a comment. I think what you're doing in that area with the other buildings that you've developed and owned, it's good to see some activity over there. So excited to see this go as well.
There's a lot of property there we're trying to use it in the best way.
No question.
Okay. Alex. In that event, since there are no questions, I'll make a motion. And regarding planning board file 15/2023, I move to recommend that the town board approve the presented site plan and authorize the building permit to construct a 50 by 42 square foot building addition for the plans received on 1/23/24 based on the following conditions and stipulations. One, all public notices have been filed. Two, this is an unlisted action based on the short EAF submitted on 12/23/23, and a negative declaration is made. The site lighting is limited to those fixtures and poles indicated on the approved site plan, with light fixtures having flat lenses and being directed downward and toward the site. There is no outside storage or display permitted. The site does meet all green space regulations with 64.65% total green space. Any future dumpsters shall be screened in accordance with section 144-25 of the town code, and the applicant is to provide the town of Orchard Park assessor with an independent appraisal for the completed project by a certified commercial appraiser. And town engineering approval was granted on February 2nd of this year. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion on the question? There being none, all in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed by saying nay. There being only ayes heard, motion carried. I agree. Good use of the space. Thank you.
Thank you.
You'll have to forgive me, I have notes on three different sheets of paper. Our next regular item is Planning Board File 44-2023, Holy Face Ministry, 6131 Newton Road, located on the south side of Newton Road, Zone A1. The applicant is requesting verification and confirmation of Planning Board approval of a submitted site plan. Previous Planning Board approval was granted on 2/10/2022, and previous Conservation Board approval will be granted on 10/5/21 with a supplemental secondary Conservation Board approval on 2/6/24, and Town Board approval having been granted on 2/16/22. Tell the written and recorded record who you are.
Yeah, so good evening, Chairman Kavinsky and members of the Planning Board. Sean Hopkins on behalf of the applicant. Also with me is Andy Gao from Nussbaumer & Clark. It's a somewhat strange situation in that we're back in front of you for a project that we previously reviewed, and that's the Holy Face Chapel Expansion Project located at 6131 Newton Road. What we're asking you to do this evening is recommend approval of the site plan by the town board. It is important to note that this particular project site is properly zoned. The project itself, and again, a somewhat unique situation that's already completed, consists of a 2,270 square foot addition to the previously existing building, approximately 50 parking spaces, stormwater management improvements, et cetera, all detailed on the fully engineered plans that were prepared by Nussbaumer & Clark. So why are we here? I think that's probably the biggest question. The answer to that question is that there was an Article 78 proceeding that was commenced challenging the original approval. Ultimately, the Supreme Court judge invalidated the approval that was issued by the town board on what I believe was a technicality, but nonetheless important. The decision was that the referral that was made to the Erie County Department of Public Works or Erie County Department of Environmental Planning was not adequate in terms of the thoroughness of the documentation. Why that provision in New York State General Municipal Law Section 239M applies is because, of course, Newton Road is a county highway. So ultimately, we filed a notice of appeal, or the town did, with the appellate division, and we thought it was more expeditious and in everyone's best interest to come back and present this project once again. So that's what we've done. I do want to note that I'm asking that all of the previous documentation from the original approval be incorporated into the record of these proceedings. And then I'm going to walk you through very briefly some documentation that I just handed out, which is all relevant. So first of all, it's important to note that the Erie County Health Department did grant septic approval on November 18th of 2021. Second, the Town of Orchard Park Engineering Department has reapproved the plans as submitted as of February 10th, 2022, the original approval. The town board ultimately approved the site plan for this project on February 16th of 2022 after receiving a recommendation by unanimous vote from this board on February 10th of 2022. The Erie County Department of Public Works approved drainage connections to the county road on March 1st, 2022. And ultimately, because all those approvals had been in place, a certificate of compliance was issued by the building department. All the work was done, and it's been done for some time. Nonetheless, we're back here. So what's happened since then? Since the litigation, since this matter came back in front of the town? Several things. Number one, in the interest of thoroughness, Mr. Orfield, the planning coordinator, working with the town's special counsel, made what I believe is the most thorough referral to the Erie County Department of Environment Planning ever. That referral was made on December 15th of 2023 and included literally absolutely every scrap of project documentation relative to this project. On February 6th, 2 days ago, Erie County Department of Environment Planning came back with its reply pursuant to New York State General Municipal Law Section 239M and indicated this project, not surprisingly, is of local concern. It really has no impact in terms of countywide. And then the project was reapproved, as Chairman Kavinsky indicated in his introductory comments, on February 6th by unanimous vote. It's important to note for the record that if you actually look at the landscape plan that was approved originally and compare it today, there's actually more landscaping than what was actually required per the code. This project is ultimately a type 2 action. The reason for that isn't so small. It represents the construction of an addition to an existing facility of less than 4,000 square feet. And that's pursuant to 6 NY CRR Part 617.5C9 of the CEQA regulations. Ultimately, the town board will be responsible in this instance for issuing the CEQA determination. And then I also want to note two things. If you look at the site plan criteria specified in your code, we meet those criteria quite clearly. And then second of all, one issue that did come up in the litigation pertained to the side yard setback on the eastern side of the building. Andy, can you point to where we're...
This here is the existing building that's been there, and this is the property line that the setback is related to.
Right, so the existing setback, which is non-conforming, of that portion of the building is 44.41 feet from the eastern side of the property line. The entire addition is on the west side of the property line. So there is a provision in your code, namely section 14461, titled Alteration of Use or Structure, that deals with this situation, an expansion to a non-conforming building, which it is. It doesn't comply with the setback today. And basically what it says is, subject to your recommendation, the town board can approve that. We think that applies here because obviously, if you look at the addition, it's clearly on the other side of the building. In no instance along the east side of the building are we any closer to the property line than it was there prior to the project. So based on all that information, including that documentation that I've handed out to you, based on the documentation in the previous record and the additional new project documentation, what we're respectfully asking you to do is recommend that town board approve the site plan subject to appropriate conditions. And then of course, if there's any questions that any of the members of the planning board have relative to the original approval, the litigation, or what we're presenting here this evening, either myself or Mr. Gow would welcome the opportunity to address them. Thank you.
Okay. I would begin just, you know, for our consultants to offer thoughts here. Mr. Mike, tell us about zoning here.
I would have to concur the review that this is proper use, primary use of this zone, so that is correct. And with the addition, with primarily what we are looking at here, there was no extension to a non-conformity, so it conforms to
Mr. Elstrander, on engineering.
We reapproved the site plan back in January on the 11th. We went out and confirmed there's additional landscaping out there. In the original plan, the discharge from the proposed pond was going to be channeled and partially piped to the road. The applicant piped the whole system instead of having a ditch, which would limit his access closer to the west property line from Loney. So they made a betterment, they piped it. So we had no issues of reapproving.
Let me ask a question. There's been an issue about water in that area. How long have you been an engineer?
Going on 31 years. I had to think for a second. But I can tell you, closer to retirement.
Is there any way that you or any member of the engineering department can see the 8-foot deep reflection pond as having any impact on a well in that area?
After the pond and the groundwater equalizes, when you first dig down, like dig down the basement, the water wants to be drawn in that area. Once the groundwater is stabilized, equalized in the area, there's no impact by a pond. Because the pond has the water in it, it's not going to continuously draw. And it's not a major drawing action. It may impact their own well in the beginning of construction, but at this date, we're talking over a year.
I also want to know, just to make sure that we had in the record, we also did submit a letter prepared by Rob Stanek of Nussbaumer and Clark that provides in detail why the stormwater management system that was installed complies with the stringent requirements. And I believe, and Tom, you can clarify, the engineering department, as it always does in Orchard Park, made sure that this system would function properly and required an emergency spillway out to the county. That is part of the approved plans. And as Tom indicated, January 10th or 11th of last month, they did issue a new letter. So that issue has been thoroughly exhausted. And as far as I know, there has never been any expert evidence submitted to the town that counters the position of your competent engineering department or the position of the competent engineering firm, Nussbaumer and Clark.
I have a question. Is the presence of the pond a betterment with regard to overall stormwater management?
For the site, yes. Previously, it had no stormwater control system. Now, with the addition of the parking lot, they added drainage in the new area. And in the old, the grass runoff from the pond, from the roads, they go into the pond, which is detained back at pre-development flows to discharge from the site. Also, the town standard for ponds wants a pond to be 8 to 10 feet or greater in depth to deter algae growth and also deter mosquito generation. If you have a 1 or 2 foot deep pond, you're going to have more mosquito. In a deeper pond, it also incurs aquatic animal fish and stuff, which eats mosquitoes. So you make an ecosystem. Besides being detention, you make sure the ponds are deeper, especially when they're wet ponds. So you get the ecosystem going so you don't have a pond that smells and you don't have mosquito generation. They're nuisance.
One other thing I do want to put in the record, it's only because in response to certain allegations that have been made. So, since the Supreme Court issued its decision in Erie County, part of that decision was that they couldn't use the addition. And I do want to make clear for the record, and there's letters from Kathleen Wabick, that since the time of that decision, there's still activity on the site, but the activity is limited to the original building and the original approvals. There's been some suggestions that that's not the case, but we provided documentation, including letters, demonstrating that the fact. Obviously, it's a real hardship for this organization that, of course, is a religious organization, and that they have that chapel addition that, as of right now, they can't actually use.
I have a question for Mr. Huffman. What's the future for your appeal to the appellate division, do you have a court date?
So,
or any kind of a schedule for case being heard?
Yeah, so Dr. Bennett, what would happen is they filed, the town filed a notice of appeal. You have to file that within 30 days of the decision. That preserves for a period of 9 months the opportunity for the town to actually appeal the decision that was issued by Justice Ward. If ultimately we prevail in this instance, which we should, of course, because we meet all the criteria, and the town board approves this, and there's no further litigation, or ultimately we prevail if there is additional litigation, the applicant, the town, I don't think that appeal will be pursued. But that's a decision that will be made, obviously, by the town's council. That was done, was submitted to protect rights. But as of right now, there's no appeal pending. And part of the reason for that, Dr. Bennett, is, again, the appeal process to Rochester, many of the people on the planning board know, takes well over a year, and we're hopeful to avoid this property not being able to be utilized for a year.
That's
the narrative.
Nothing.
I would, just in terms of Mr. Ostrander's comment to the depth, having been a person who has maintained koi ponds, essentially you have to go fairly deep. You need at least 3 feet for enough oxygen to diffuse through the water to maintain the aquatic life. So if you're too shallow, what could eat the mosquito larva will be killed in the winter. And so, absolutely. With that, I'm going to ask for a motion on this, and if it is the opinion of the board to to support its approval and recommendation.
Mr. Kubinski, you should ask for comments from the floor before we head.
While we do that.
Okay.
In the interest of fairness, there will be the opportunity for some comments from the floor.
Sure.
Not a public hearing, but we'll allow those comments, and they'll be limited to 3 minutes per comment. So, is there someone who would like to comment? And could you sort of let the written and recorded record know who we are?
Prepared to speak because we've been told at previous things that we weren't allowed to speak. So I'm Russ Weir. I'm at 6149 Newton Road. I'm right next to on the side where it's shorter than it meets code. So I guess I would like to just comment on some specific things that from my understanding of the plan haven't been done since they've started it. So originally my understanding, again, I don't get to see all the documents, but my understanding was originally the plan had a single lane driveway similar to what it had to start, and it had protected trees along that whole side that buffered our property. They expanded that to a two lane driveway at some point during the project, and they removed trees from that protected area. Additionally, during the 10/5/21 meeting, they agreed to put trees and or landscape to break up the parking lot. That's never been done, obviously, because that's a solid parking lot the whole way through. There was mention of a well, obviously. So they dug, my understanding was they dug deeper than the original plan was. I could be wrong about that. I'm just a citizen. But I know they hit a natural spring.
And I understand that people say that can't affect wells, but I can tell you from the minute they hit that, our well went dry, like bone dry, and it was bone dry for 11 days. And I know that because I live in the house with my four kids and my wife. And so we didn't have water again until we dug a new well, basically. And then beyond that, my understanding of the code on church requirements, I apologize, I don't have like the code in front of me, because again, I didn't expect to be able to speak. But my understanding is that it's supposed to have buffer for adjoining properties or screening. There is none other than what Mr. Orfeo and others continue to say is like extra buffer that they didn't have to do. So we have four unstaggered trees on a berm, and that's the buffer we have, which obviously doesn't buffer against car lights and other stuff, because first of all, the berm lifts the trees up. So all you have is really the trunks to buffer it. And actually, at Tuesday's meeting, Mr. Orfeo even said for another project that they kind of realized that berms with unstaggered trees really doesn't help a whole lot. So anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Is there anyone else who would like to say something? Okay.
Hi, my name is Amy Weir. I live at 6149 Newton Road, to the east of this property. I'd like to reference a comprehensive plan that was done by Orchard Park that states that the southwest side of Orchard Park was on well water, and it includes Newton Road. It also talks about limiting development in this area due to no public access, and also requiring this as part of the seeker form. And again, we weren't expecting to speak. So we have also received documentation from engineering via emails back and forth between, I'm not quite sure who on the project, but definitely the town engineers requesting of the long form seeker versus the short form, and only the short form was presented. Again, with the town code requiring the screening, adequate screening for parking lots adjacent to the adjacent properties, we get car lights in our windows constantly. It's not screened well at all. And again, they took out a lot of the preserved and protected area that would have screened part of it. And the fact that there's it's 24/7 usage. So we get, in the middle of the night, we get cars honking to lock and unlock the car door, parking lot lights, again, in our windows. I know I had talked to Tom actually originally about, I know a lot of these religious organizations, a lot of towns require special use permits. And actually, I had been in contact with the county, and when they widened the driveway, originally they did not have a permit. They were trying not to go that route, and the county had kind of intervened. I know on the original, and I haven't seen it updated, but on the original approval, it stated that they were only disturbing 0.8 acres. However, I've since had an engineer look at that, and an architect engineer, and he had stated that they had removed over an acre. And then quickly about the water, the town engineer did come out after all the wells went dry, and they requested them to stop pumping out the water because they were still digging, so they didn't want the water in the pond. and they say to please stop pumping them out, and they turn them on 2 hours later. The next day, and the geological engineer came out, which Tom, you should have that report, and they did state that the water was lost due to what happened. So I think that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
So Andy, are there any of those comments that you'd like to respond to as the engineer?
Sure. We went out after this was all built, and we did an as-built plan of the property. And it's shown on this plan here, where we detailed the landscaping that was proposed along with the additional landscaping that was put in along the property of the neighbors. We have additional landscaping along that side of the building that they're referring to. We do have a berm in the back that is on, that does have pine trees with a 3-foot berm. We have additional landscaping out front where we put a berm and pine trees. We have an additional berm in the back with pine trees as well. And again, all this is above and beyond what was originally approved by the board. So we feel that, you know, this was put in place according to plan, and that they did meet all the requirements of the code, and it was approved by the conservation board.
And I do want to know, in terms of the comment, whether this would require the submission of part one of the full environmental assessment form.
It's a type two action.
Right. Quite clearly, that's only required for a type one action. And again, a type two action, while you do submit the short EAF, it's categorically exempt from SECR, meaning it's a small enough project that does not require any SECR determination whatsoever. So I think that's important. I probably would agree in terms of the town's comprehensive plan. Generally, in areas that do not have sanitary sewer, and envisions lesser intensive development. Just keep in mind, this site is zoned. When you think about the size of this addition, it's actually smaller than probably the average size of a new house in the town of Orchard Park. So I don't view this as being, you know, an intensive, high-density commercial project. It's in fact something that's permitted in that zoning district, as has been confirmed by your own building inspector, code enforcement officer.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on the question or on the project before we move ahead? Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion. Is there a second for the motion?
I will do that. Do you have the form?
Yeah, okay. I, David Winters, you make a motion to recommend the town board approve the site plan for a 2,300 square foot addition to the existing building, chapel building located on the property at 6131 Newton Road, project site, along with all related improvements depicted on the engineering plans prepared by Nussbaumer & Clark Incorporated, based on the following findings and number one, all public notices have been filed. Number two, the project was referred to by the Erie County Department of Environment Planning, ECDEP, on December 15, 2021, pursuant to New York State Gen Municipal Law, Section 239N, since Newton Road is an Erie County highway. On February 6, 2024, the ECDEP issued a reply stating as follows, quote, no recommendation, proposed action has been reviewed and determined to be a local concern, end quote. Number three, upon review of the site plan and associated documents, including short environmental assessment form prepared pursuant to the State Environmental Quality Review Act, SECR, the planning board recommends that the town board classify the project action as a type two action pursuant to 6 NYCRR 617.5C9 of the SECR regulations, stating that construction or expansion of a primary or accessory non-residential structure or facility involving less than 4,000 square feet of gross floor area and not involving a change in zoning or a use variance inconsistent with local land use controls, but not radio communication or microwave transmission facilities, is a type 2 action. Number four, on November 8, 2021, the Erie County Department of Health issued a letter approving the on-site septic system for the project. Number five, a letter with attachment prepared by Robert Patanick of Nussbaumer and Clark Incorporated dated January 8th, 2024, provides detailed information supporting the professional opinion of the project engineering firm in support of its opinion that the installation of the on-site stormwater management system complying with the applicable stormwater standards is described in detail. And the letter ensures that the project will not result in any potentially significant adverse drainage impacts. Number six, on March 1st, 2022, the Erie County Department of Public Works issued a letter stating as follows, quote, this department has received plans and drainage calculations for site modifications at Holy Face Chapel Church located at 6131 Newton Road, CR110, in the town worship park and find them to be acceptable, end quote. Seven, lighting. The site lighting is limited to those fixtures and poles indicated on the approved engineering plans. Light fixtures shall have flat lenses, and all lighting should be directed downward towards the site. Number eight, specific findings related to section 144-44 of the Orchard Park Zoning Code. And then, sub one, all buildings are an integral part of the development and have convenient access to and from adjacent uses in the roadways. Two, individual buildings are related to each other in design, mass, materials, placement, and connections, providing a visually and physically integrated development. Three, all buildings are arranged to avoid undue exposure to concentrated loading or parking facilities. Number four, all buildings are arranged to be accessible to emergency vehicles. Number nine, no outside storage or display is permitted. Number 10, an updated, redated landscape plan, including demonstrated compliance with all green space regulations, was submitted and Conservation Board approval was granted on February 6, 2024. 11, to the extent that relief may be necessary from setback or required yard pursuant to the Town of Orchard Park Zoning Code and its area and bulk regulations by virtue of the project approved by this motion, the planning recommends, pursuant to section 144-61 of the zoning code, that the town board approve this project and specifically the construction of the addition to the existing structure, so long as the said addition is otherwise in conformance with the provisions of the town code set forth above. 12, any future dumpsters shall be screened in accordance with section 144-25 of the town code. 13, town engineering department approval was granted on January 11, 2020.
I'll second that motion. Is there any discussion on the question? All those in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by saying nay. There are only ayes heard.
Thank you.
Board reaffirms its recommendation. Planning Board File 5-2022, 3678 Southwestern Boulevard. Activist, I hope I'm pronouncing it right this time. Self-storage located on the north side of Southwestern Boulevard across from the Mac Center Zone I-1. And you're requesting to remodel, refurbish, and construct approximately 600 self-storage units. And this time I think I got your name right. I hope.
Good evening. Again, Doug Faze of Green Wood Design for the site civil engineer for the project. This project is located at 3678 Southwest Boulevard. It's bordered by the 219 to the east and the north, vacant land to the northwest, and portion to the south, and as well as Southwest Boulevard. There's an existing building on the site that will be demoed. The property is 7.31 acres. The proposed use is self-storage. The zoning is industrial. This is an allowed use. Now we meet the 20% green space requirement. We had Conservation Board recommendation approval July of 2022. We received engineering approval and we meet the required parking. Welcome to answer any questions that you guys that you already have.
Just in terms of our consultant engineering
building inspector. Comment?
No, I mean, which.
This time you want to go on the straight here first.
Yes, full engineer approval, as of today. We have no issues on the project.
Building inspector.
And as I understand that you guys are going to put hydrants in the system for your property.
Correct.
Yep. Just as I look at the fire code, it's all the same.
Okay.
No, project with the hydrant is compliant.
Yes.
No, I'm saying that it is.
Oh, great.
And that's about all I have to add.
I have a question on the green space. Is any of that within the parking area as an island in the parking?
So the parking is very limited. The only parking required is by the office building to the south, the site closer to South Coast Boulevard. So all the green space is really just the perimeter. All interior is asphalt around the self-storage buildings itself. Oh, I'm sorry. There are green space islands. At the end of each building, there are green space islands.
Just a question. Of the total parcel, what percentage is green space?
39.8% is green space.
Okay, which exceeds the minimum 20%. One thing that we're looking at, I don't know whether you have an option there, but essentially, you know, seems like many people in town, you know, closer structures are to the road, you know, somehow the greater people feel, you know, heavy development and density, and if green space is more towards the road, there's planting, there's trees and things of that sort, it sort of softens the appearance and helps preserve the visual character of the town. Do you have any options in that regard?
So there is some green space closer to the road, and I don't have the landscape plan with me, but we would have put generous landscaping in that area to screen it from the road. Our landscape architect's really good with making sure we have road screenage on any project. And it was approved by the conservation board, so I assume that it meets those requirements. But a majority of the project is in the back of the property. There's a commercial building to the front of us, so you really won't see most of our project from the road.
Alex?
No comment.
Would anyone like to make a motion?
No, Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion, please. So.
Good, Dr. Beck.
Regarding planning board file 05-2022, I move to recommend that the town board approve the presented site plan and authorize the building permit to construct approximately 600 self-storage units in 13 buildings and a 1,250 square foot new office building with site improvements per the plans received on 1/30/2024 based on the following conditions and stipulations. Number one, all public notices have been filed. Number two, this is an unlisted secret action based on the submitted short EAF and a negative declaration has been made. Number three, the site lighting is limited to those fixtures and poles indicated on the approved site plan. Light fixtures shall have flat lenses and all lighting is to be directed downward and toward the site. Number four, no outside storage or display is permitted. Number five, the landscape plan received 6/22/2022 meets all green space regulations with 39.8% total green space in accordance with section 144-44C1A2, certified check amounting 50% of the 28,925 landscaping estimate value. shall be deposited with the town clerk. That number actually equals $14,462.50. Conservation Board approval was granted on 7/5/2022. Number six, any future dumpsters shall be screened in accordance with section 144-25 of the town code. Number seven, the applicant is to provide the town and Orchard Park assessor with an independent appraisal for the completed project by a certified commercial appraiser. Number eight, town engineering approval was granted on 2/8/2024.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any discussion on the question? There being none, all in favor of the motion, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed by saying nay. There being only ayes heard, motion carries. Are we doing your meeting needs, which seems to be growing, and our expectation, you know, as this process moves along, that you'll have renderings and, you know, architectural kind of features to present to the town board.
That's great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next item is planning board file 43-2023, 4355 South Taylor Road. Though few of us know it as anything other than 84 lumber. And Rob.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just entering and signing in, please. Thank you, Ms. Gentleman, for loaning me this easy. I'm going to just move it up where you can see it a little better. But also, for the sake of saving your eyes, I'll get a handout with the exact same thing that's on the report.
Thank you.
Thank you. Chairman and members of the board, Robert Padanek of Nussbaum and Clark's office. Our office is located at 3556 Lakeshore Road in Tampa. Our firm was retained 2 years ago to do a building expansion and parking lot, a building addition and parking lot expansion for 84 Lumber. They're located at 4365 Taylor Road. I think everyone knows this very well. First drawing is the overall picture of the entire site, and we had asked our client to provide this previous. I brought it tonight, but they called today and said, "What do you need from us?" And I said, "I need something to be able to show the board what we're doing." So they own a 7-acre parcel, and the only request that is before you this evening is this area up here. The pavement, they have a green space there, a lawn area here, that kind of interferes with their maneuvering vehicles around this parking lot. So what they're proposing to do in place, they're going to put 23 other ways. They have a fence that runs along the entire length of Taylor Road. They're proposing to put 23 other ways in there to shield that view from Taylor Road. The second drawing that's there is just a blow up of the area that they're proposing to pave. So it's roughly 8,100 square feet of pavement that they're proposing to add in this drawing, the second drawing that's shown here. They put the building on pause. I'm not sure why they were planning on expanding the building in this area. And they were going to add on to this building. They just told us to put that on hold. I'm not sure that we know exactly what their plans are for the interior of the building. And so while they worked those out, they asked if we could
request your approval to just expand this paving area and this extension. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to attempt to answer those.
Does the paving affect, does the paving expansion affect that stormwater?
No, it doesn't actually. The current runoff on the fire site in this area goes off to a roadside ditch. We will be paving that where it's already runoff, it was really minimal. We can provide a calculation for that if you're.
The engineer receives that.
Yeah. I know this came up very quickly, and yeah, so just from the board meeting, inquired about it, what had happened to it, and it got put on this agenda. So again, this is the only piece that they were going to do.
Just a question, sir. You know, we very much.
Yep.
You know, see 84 as part of Orchard Park, and frankly, some green in front of it would. Yeah, add to that kind of character that we were speaking a little bit about before.
Yeah.
How do arborvitae stand up to additional?
Well, I think they do pretty well. They grow very fast, and the idea here is to think they would probably get something that's about 6 feet tall to begin with. And the plan here, I know the deer do well done, but that one of the reasons is they didn't have the fence on the outside, so they would be fully within their property.
You sort of look like you were going to say something. No, I'm most right. I'm sorry, I got
to
be careful.
Improvised new growth, the time of the house being to go to 80 years.
I would like to add also, and I didn't mention this, that their property limit is this gravel road right away here. They do currently have, we can take it a little bit of the way here, but they do currently have around the perimeter 23% green space. There isn't anything out here. There is a small lawn area here, but right up here near the front of the building where they park. There's a small lawn area there. But they do have 23% overall landscaping currently. We'd be just reducing that very slightly for the addition of the paved area. And you can see, they do try to maneuver trucks around that area. It's very difficult. They have these wood shelters. They do have some wood stored here. But again, that's part of the purpose of the arborvitae is to kind of block that view from Taylor Road.
I have a question. Would there be any consideration for offsetting the loss of green space there by adding, for example, islands to the front parking?
Yeah, you know what? We would prefer to avoid something like that because, again, they probably get damaged. Are we meeting up here?
That's the biggest lot I see.
Yeah. I certainly think that they would consider that, offsetting some of this green space here. Something in the parking lot.
And if you recall Chairman Kavinsky's comments, the ambiance for the town that we want stresses landscaping where it's most visible.
Yeah.
This is between the building and the
correct
customers.
Yep.
And I think we're being enhanced.
Yeah. And I think that that is their only entrance into the site, but I mean certainly they are in the front of the store in front of the actual showroom. Supplies here that they do have a showing as well. I don't think that they would have any objection to doing something there. I don't know how big it would be, but certainly it's only 8,100 square feet. I'm sure they can put something in.
Any other questions? Any other? Yeah. Is there a motion?
A motion. Chairman, regarding Planning Board File 4365 South Taylor Road, located at the northeast corner of South Taylor and Big Tree Road, Zoned I-1. Regarding Planning Board File 43-2023, I move to recommend that the Town Board approve the presented site plan and authorize the building permit to construct the pavement extension per the plans received 12-1-2023 based on the following conditions and stipulations. Number one, All public notices have been filed. Two, this is an unlisted seeker action and no declaration is required. Three, the site lighting is limited to those fixtures and poles indicated on the approved site plan. Light fixtures shall have flat lenses and all lighting is to be directed downward to the town toward the site. Four, no outside storage or display is permitted. Five, any future dumpsters shall be screened in accordance with section 144-25 of the town code. Six, the applicant is to provide the town of Orchard Park assessor with an independent appraisal for the completed project by a certified commercial appraiser.
I'll second that motion. Those in favor?
Can I ask a question about the motion?
Yeah.
Could I add number seven, which is a stipulation that there be green space offset entered into a revision of the plan that would enhance the appearances of the building from the street?
Do you accept the?
I do.
I'll second the amended motion.
Me too. I can't vote.
Okay. All in favor of the amended motion, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by saying nay. There being no nays heard, only ayes. Good luck. I think, you know, an improvement to this site, you know, putting a little more green in front of it. I drive past it almost every day. I would like the softness in the character.
Well, it might be helpful in the parking lot. They do have, of course, the storage buildings located here, but they do have a fair amount of, this is where they, they do have a decent amount of green space out here, perhaps even some additional trees along Taylor Road might be helpful.
Yeah.
They'll be available for that. They're looking to beautify this facility. As I mentioned at the beginning, they do plan to expand here, so they wanted to come tonight, but they're in Pennsylvania, and I said, I think
we are done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have our sixth item, which is planning board file 34/2019, Quaker Lake Terrace. Is there someone here to speak for that project?
Good evening. Again, my name is Doug Faze. I'm with Camarillo Wood Design, the site civil engineer for this project. I don't have anything to present. We just found out today that this was actually a presentation and not just a scheduling of the public hearing, but I'm here to answer any questions the board would have. I believe Tom has some information to discuss as well.
I think at this point, you know, the notion here is both to, you know, address the final plat plan public hearing, but I think there is an immediate question in terms of removing trees, you know, relative to DEC requirements as they relate to bat migration patterns. Do you have any drawings? I think, you know, we'd be interested in finding out just how many trees were going to be removed and, you know, what the minimum number would be.
Okay. You know, so on our plan, and I don't have copies, I apologize, all we have is a tree line. We don't have a survey of all the trees on site. That's not typically what we provide. But the only clearing that we would need to do would be for the roadway, any utilities that would installed, stormwater management pond, and rear drainage in the yard. It's just to provide areas for drainage. The way the construction phasing is for a subdivision, you build the road, the infrastructure, the utilities, and part of the infrastructure is the stormwater management pond, and drainage is a big concern. So you want to make sure you have all the stormwater during the beginning of construction, and then when the houses are being built, all being channeled to the pond. That way, when the houses are being built, there's no issues with erosion downstream. So that would be the only clearing at this time.
Mr. Upstream, I want to compliment that, as also it's not only for DEC requirement due to the long-eared bat requirement, it's also a provision for their Army Corps wetland permit for their area being disturbed, not only in the right-of-way, but for several homes. Those not only in the right-of-way, some of the footprints of several homes have to be cleared. They're not going to grow, they're going to fall the trees. Once they receive full plat plan approval from this department and apply to the town board for PIP permit, then they will be removed and grub, and then they'll continue on with normal construction.
So essentially at this point, what the board is looking at is if it grants the request to remove the tree, essentially folks would have to see this as a step towards eventual approval of the project. And opposing that would essentially put the project on hold for an extended period of time.
In the eyes of DEC and the Army Corps permit, it would, and they may put their wetland permit in jeopardy. We had to do the same thing for construction of the regional pond on this facility. We had to clear the trees prior to construction before April 1st. When you have the additional requirements of wetland permits, you kick into another level of requirement from the DEC and from the Army Corps, which includes the long-eared bat requirements, because you don't want their mating season and six properties downtown to be roosting, bat nesting for a bat, come April 1st to, I forgot what time, late,
it's like I need or
like end of October and November is a sizable chunk of change of time, which would put their wetland permit in jeopardy.
Are you going to be working through the entire project on this, or this portion of it?
In what regards?
In terms of the Quaker Lake Terrace extension, are you just, at this point, you know, you're just looking in terms of trees and whatever, but are you personally going to be addressing, you know, the project as it continues?
Not me personally, but our company is, okay. And I'm representing.
Okay, just to let you know.
Sure.
There are a couple of things about the project beyond this that you should be aware of. And firstly, there, you know, is going to be a, this is a town road, and construction vehicles can do damage to town roads, that there would be a bond that would be expected should that occur.
Correct.
With that contingency. And also, in terms of a quality of life and marketability issue, there's a possibility, engineering has worked out some options for some connectivity for trail.
Yes, which was already provided to Mayor Wood's design. And in fact, Wayne and I had a meeting with their other representatives and also with Peter Levatore. He's all for it. He just wanted to make sure it would be like an engineering term, kosher with the wetlands permits. We enlightened him that where the trail would go through wetland, he put a border on or a bridge over the wetlands. And the trail themselves would be gravel in nature. There won't be paved, so minimal impact, which the town has a trail all over.
And that boardwalk thing looks really, really good in birds on it, doesn't it?
Yes. Right around the corner.
So I guess I'll put a motion out there. All right, I'm not sure if I can, because authorizing the chairman to set a final public hearing, so perhaps I'll defer that, but I would expect that the motion would be one where folks would be looking to this project continuing. Mm-hmm. If the project weren't going to continue, the purpose of felling trees would
Yes, it will continue. I think the urgency now is just meeting those deadlines before they expire so that the projects have delayed all year.
So regarding planning board file 34-2019, they can then end Quakerly Terrace, the 18 lot subdivision. I move to authorize the chairman to set a final plan public hearing date for Quakerly Terrace, 18 lot subdivision when he deems it appropriate. And I move to grant the applicant's request to remove trees by April 1st in the right of way, stormwater management area, and where utilities and infrastructure are proposed. Due to conditions of the project's USA COE wetlands permit and New York State DEC restrictions due to the long year bat, both of which require the clearing to be completed by April 1st.
I will second that, and I will expect that the absolute minimum disturbance to existing trees will be observed. Is there any discussion on the question?
No discussion.
Those in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed by saying nay. There being only ayes heard, motion is carried. Actually, given our mosquito issue, I hope some of the bats come our way. We got plenty of trees for it. Thank you. Thank you. the first couple of months after we moved in, I was not very familiar with bats. I don't know why, but I know in rural Wisconsin there were a lot of them. And I kept hearing these bird-like sounds late at night. I kept wondering what kind of birds fly late at night, and suddenly I realized those were not birds. So anyway, our last item is a concept review, and it's relative to the Eagle Ridge Recreation Association, and I guess folks are looking to get a review of a special use permit, and I'm wondering if there's anyone here representing that project. Tell the written and recorded record who you are and where you're from.
Yep. So I am Andrea Gervais. I am from Eagle Ridge Recreation Association. I serve on the board. I currently serve as the secretary of the board. I'm also a resident of Orchard Park, and I'm also a member of Eagle Ridge as a member, not just on the board. So we're here for the concept review for our request to modify our special use permit. So open it up.
Are you aware of the history?
I've been digging through the history of it. I just joined the board in October, so I have worked my way through the files that we have in hand.
Okay. What was the problem in the past? Was when there would be an event, parking would basically on both sides narrow the road so much that emergency vehicles, should they be needed, didn't have a wide enough path. And certainly, you're looking to go like 150 or something to 250 or something.
So the number that we put in the application was actually based off the number of parking spaces that were diagrammed on the sketch plan that I sent over. Not a formal survey. We have an architect who is at our club who is willing to provide that sketch plan at this point. So We based that number, the 215, off of 68 parking spaces, which includes 20 overflow parking spaces. And that number that we got from that was 216. We put in 215 in the application, but that is just the number we put in based on what was in the original permit, which is one space for every three families.
Now, you have events there.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be more people coming to events. You know, be there a swim meet or something of that sort. Have you given a thought to how you would accommodate, you know, folks coming in who weren't members?
Yeah, so I think that that answer is twofold. One is that several of the members who are part of the club, myself included, do not attend some of those events, so some of those events are swim meet focused. My family, we don't participate in the swim meets, that's true for a lot, so it's not the entirety of the club that is there plus guests. I think the other part of that is that at the time that the permit was issued, and I think a lot of the parking concerns were brought up, the neighborhoods around the club weren't filled up. Now we have several neighborhoods that abut the club, such as like Deer Run, Smoke Street, Birdsong, they're all within walking distance. And I think, and again, I'm not familiar with the entire history of the club, I wasn't around in the 70s, came a little later, but many of those concerns, I think, are alleviated by the fact that we have a significant number of people within walking distance of the club. And not just that, but many of our members choose to walk and bike for that very reason, to avoid any sort of overcrowding at the club.
I'm wondering, you know, if the board, you know, is comfortable with the project moving further, and certainly everybody will offer thought on that, but I think I'd like to see some projections on, you know, parking space use on a regular basis, and then parking space, you know, for special events, and what kind of numbers you estimate, and where would those people park? I know in the past there were an issue with people parking on from nearby residential streets and then coming across people's lawns.
Yeah, there is a walkway that comes off of Timberlake Drive, and our members are very aware of the fact that they are not allowed to park on Timberlake Drive when accessing the club. That's actually part of our rules and regulations that go out to all the members. And I think that when we have those events, we let our attendees know if we have guests from other clubs, Orchard Park Country Club, Hickory Hill, Cumbers when need. We make them aware of those parking restrictions. And we are aware of the restrictions on the easement that runs from our property to Jewett Homewood, that there is no parking along that due to the emergency vehicles. But we can certainly provide those projections to you. I just was curious, I know that the modifications on the permit, the requirements were set in 1970. And I'm wondering what the parking requirements would be now. My assumption is they would change. Then it was one parking space for every three families. I know there has been changes, presumably in the code since then. I was not able to locate the section of the code that dealt with parking for this sort of recreational facility, just to make sure that we're abiding by those regulations.
I think Tom Miner might have some thoughts on that.
Each of our parking has to do with the occupancy, and I could help you with that at a later date. You call my office when we talk about it. I think we have to do a little research on the actual easement. I think there's some information there even I really need to review. But I can't tell you that I think that's something else. But okay. I can definitely review it.
Okay.
What time of the year do you tend to have your largest attendance in these special events?
So our club is seasonal. I think that's something to keep in mind as well, that we run mostly from, we open Memorial Day and we run through Labor Day. We are open prior to that for tenants, and we are open slightly after that for tenants, but those are not our events. So the majority of our events occur in the month of July, and we do have at least 2-3 swim meet events at our club, one of those being an inter-club event, so it's not bringing in outside attendees. We also run a few tennis tournaments at our club. Those do bring in outside attendees. Something to keep in mind with those events, though, is that when we run the swim meets at our club, the club is, the pool has been shut down to regular swimming. So the only thing that's happening at that club at that time is the swim meet. You're not bringing in other people like myself and my kids to swim recreationally. So that does cut down on the number of members. But to answer your question, the majority would occur in the month of July.
Just Tom Ostrander, question for you. If the board decides to let this go further, would you be able to work with these folks to see how
yes,
they can match
the parking provided by their architect to make sure they meet code and not standard?
No further questions.
I think I just want to say one thing is that we are working really hard as a board to make our club accessible and affordable. Given that Orchard Park doesn't have a public recreation pool area for, you have to sign up to use it, you have to join the YMCA, you have to join these clubs. And with rising costs, we're just at this point where we either have to outprice our membership, which makes a lot of families not be able to join. We also have a significant number of families on our waiting list who have moved in, young families who, this club is part of our neighborhood, and we as the board are trying very hard to make it affordable, but also make it sustainable. And so that was the reason for our request for increased membership, as a way to increase revenue for our club and increase availability. And aside from the parking concerns, we don't need to add any structural changes, no site plan modifications, no changes to our pool, our tennis courts, besides normal repairs that we do. And any increase that we do have would be approved by our membership. So that's just something I wanted to put out there for your consideration as well.
Mr. Burbank, have you a particular number of how many additional parking places you're thinking about? Do you have that at this point yet?
Well, we have the site plan that you see can accommodate 68. I think it should have been spent. I hope it was forwarded on. I don't have a fancy diagram to show everyone tonight, but it would accommodate 68 parking spaces. This is current.
Additional.
Well, this is current. This is how many we could accommodate.
We have a number of proposed additional parking places that you're looking for.
No.
Okay. When you get to that point, I think we would have probably more questions.
Yeah. That's how many we can currently accommodate. Our goal is to not be taken away from any of the green space or the fields that our kids play soccer in there. So to accommodate for parking. So we're using what we have already.
Greg, any other?
No more question.
David?
Just a comment. Your comments resonate with me. I think the financial upside of bringing new members in. Completely understand that. I also encourage my community to be active, especially young families. I've got young kids myself. What I will say is my kids swim in a competitive club, if you will, a different club in the area. And so I have been at Eagle Ridge on those club meet days. I don't know if you've been there or not, if you've been exposed to that. I mean, if your kids don't swim there, but it is madness, and that comes with the territory of having these types of events. Mm-hmm. But I think either in the calculation or something should be considered, three families per car. I don't know if that translates today necessarily, and this is just my opinion, not anything relevant, but if you've got grandparents that are going to come or extended family who are going to watch a swim meet, speaking from experience, I may or may not have parked or been creative with where I've parked my vehicle because of circumstances that we've experienced in the past. So that would just be, I'm all for exploring it, but it's something that we should take some serious consideration into, especially if there was a medical emergency where you need to get somebody, vehicle, otherwise down there. If that entryway is, I guess, too constricted, that would be a terrible, tragic thing.
And I agree that that's a concern for us as board members, as club members, as parents. We do not want to have that happen where you can't get emergency vehicles. And I think something to keep in mind with that is that those events happen maybe 3, maybe 4 at the most times per season. And we'd be happy to come up with some sort of plan with the town for when those events do occur. Whether it's that we have to get a special permit for that day that allows for street parking in certain areas to avoid the congestion, We do encourage most of our families on those days to walk or bike to the club, many of which do anyway, so I very much appreciate your concern. That's something we think about as a board and as a club, so.
Let me just canvas the board and see who's comfortable with folks continuing the project and.
Comfortable, yeah.
Yeah, I'm comfortable, and I'm still curious about any administrative goals within the board regarding scheduling parking spaces, for example, restricting families that live nearby or bike within from ever park. It's all in July, it's good weather. Those that choose, you could have a parking list and a biking and walking list, which in my mind should resolve the problem in Germany and would be affordable.
That's something we haven't talked about that particular.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah. We'll bring it up at our next board meeting.
Right, this generator.
I suppose what I was thinking mostly is safety. I mean, she said there's only three events a year where there might be a problem with access. The room's closed, so it only takes one time to be bad. So planning and eliminating that possibility, I think is a good goal for the board.
And I presume from your earlier comments, we're on board. I will delegate my option to move for adjournment to Mr. Bailey.
Anybody want to leave?
I believe there's a motion for adjournment. Good luck with your project. Thank you.
Thank you.
What's that?
I am away in March for a while, March 18th as you.
Oh, okay.
And I'm wondering, when do you think the meeting is going to be?
For our meeting for planning is the second Thursday of each month.
14th?
Yes.
So I can make it.
Okay.
And that'll be a voting meeting with a public hearing on the 14th?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he said he was going to schedule, you know, if the projects are, if the projects get engineering clearance, then they make it.
No, do you need this?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get one. Thank you.
Give you that and
okay.
This.
Thank you.
And I'm going to let David know.
Okay.
Now, are you going to have like a movie in part?
No. Call it a house rewarming party, but not too hot.
You know, I'm
saying. Thank you.
You're not going to have a house rewarming party.
Wow, you're so out of here.
That couple's complaining about their well. That's the couple that had the 20-foot deep well that was only 2 inches diameter right next to their septic system.
Well, what they were saying made no sense.
That's what the compliment of me. Initially, when you dig the pond, you're going to have a draw down. But once it equalizes,
right.
And they say, well, we don't have any issues with the well now.
The lights are shining in the windows.
All hours of the night.
I didn't think they were followed back as they were.
They're just grabbing the strong. That couple that come, that's a couple that had 20 deep well right next to their section. The water went dry. And like I said, initially, when you dig a pond or dig a pond, they can draw down. in a reasonable narrative. And then when they had a deal with the driller, he was we got to put this on the field.
So they put a novella.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And had no.
We may have saved our
It's just a vendetta.
Have a good night, Rose.
Good night. It was nice seeing you.
Hello, you had a building there. Before.
Jesus, I didn't even have to bring any of those.
Stop, my brother was